Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Watching highlights from last night's game right now, and it's just amazing how good the Chiefs are at using motion. I mean, and somebody, I think Charles Altuve said, man, Eric Bieniemy must be a horrible interview with all this success that the Chiefs have had.
Ask yourself this is not a... It's not a black head coach thing, because we see other black head coaches being hired. Eric Bieniemy doesn't even get, he's rarely even a finalist. How does that happen?
Is it that past thing? I mean, that's, I think it's a long time ago now.
What I've heard from somebody who sat in on an interview is that he did not have, like, what, when you're asked, when you do these interviews, they're long, and you're expected to have, now, I would think by now he's probably tightened it up, you know, probably learned.
You would hope.
Yeah, but one of the things is you got to have your staff. You got to tell them who your staff is going to be.
Your organizational skills are awfully
important. Your personal philosophy, yeah. Organizational stuff. It's all, like, it's a big, wide-ranging. The Colts conversations are going 4 to 6 hours with every coach. It gives you an idea. So there's a lot that they dig into. If you are interviewing with people who are much, much better, you'll struggle. Eric Bieniemy has stuff in his background too. Arrests, yeah, in his background, issues with some violence and DUI is the other one. He's got some stuff. It doesn't take a long Google search to find what he's got in his background. Now, it's pretty far in his background. I would think I don't think that's keeping him out of getting a head coaching job.
It's got Berhalter fired.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, and that happened.
Course
30 years ago,
yeah, or more, yeah, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, it's just,
they're 8 freshmen in high school, college, he's 48. It was happening 30 years ago.
Yeah
that's true. So there is some there's some background stuff on Eric Bieniemy that hurts him, and I've heard from somebody who was sitting in on an interview that his interviews have not been good. So if you don't interview well, and remember, you're going up against a bunch of people who are also interviewing and they're better, you're not going to get it. And if I think Eric Bieniemy, with his background of coaching Pat Mahomes and having these wins, I don't think anyone's scared of taking a chance on a black coach. What are we talking about here? I honestly don't think that's the problem with him. I think the problem is it really does matter to teams, like the vision you're putting forth. Do you have the vision? And can they – Brian Daboll couldn't get a head coaching job for a while because people didn't think he looked presidential, so to speak. He didn't look like a head coach, right? He's short. Yeah. Stocky. They didn't think, and I mean, so is Eric Bieniemy now, yeah, but they didn't think he looked like a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bias. People talk about a racial bias. There's a physical appearance bias.
Listen, he's the,
with some of these guys too. Look at Frank Reich, right? Yeah. The quarterback, he's like 6'4". There's a certain look Frank has, a mm-hmm, fatherly look. You have, Brian Daboll doesn't have that.
No.
D'Amico Ryans has it.
Andy Reid doesn't have it.
Andy Reid doesn't have it.
No.
But Andy Reid's been successful for a long time, but there's certain guys who you just think, you know, and Andy Reid was taking bullets from Terry Bradshaw yesterday.
Oh, my God. That was so that's embarrassing, Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
But now look at the guys. Cliff, McVay, LaFleur.
Oh, now they're young, pretty boys. Yeah. Well, I would throw D'Amico in there.
Taylor,
at D'Amico. 38, yeah.
There's more. I mean, it's Shanahan. I mean, it's all.
Robert Saleh. Look at Robert Saleh. He's got the look.
Yep.
These guys have a look. It's a CEO.
You're the face
look
of the
too
franchise. You're the face. Mm-hmm. You're one of the faces of the franchise.
So it is one of those things where Daboll finally got his chance, and he's done well so far. But yeah, there is a face of the franchise bias, I think, that some of these teams have.
And in Eric Bieniemy,
let's
face it, he spent a lot of time with Andy Reid. They eat cheeseburgers.
How many excessively overweight coaches do you know? Think about this. So you go to Pete Carroll. No. Cliff Kingsbury, he was there. No. McVay, no. And who else is out there in the West?
Excessively heavy?
Yeah.
You're not going to find a whole bunch. I mean, back in the day, Abe Gibron and you wonder how.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have Mike Mike Tomlin, Harbaugh, who's in Cleveland, right? Stefanski, and Zach Taylor. No.
Nope.
Now we go to the Chargers. Nope. Staley, Andy Reid. Yes. Been there forever. Raiders. Josh McDaniels.
Vrabel's
no.
a little heavy.
No, Vrabel's not
yes,
heavy.
He is. Oh, yes,
he's
he is.
Muscular.
No,
though.
He's not. Vrabel's gotten heavier.
Yeah, he's but he's heavy. Not. He's not a. He's not an.
Well, he was a ball
guy.
Player, but he's still. Yeah. No, he's
like. He's probably like
he's
265.
Bigger. Andy Reid is bigger.
if you see I saw Mike Vrabel in person at Senior Bowl. He's not. That is not a overweight coach. He's still pretty in pretty good shape.
Oh, I'll show you pictures that you'll say, I didn't realize that.
But he's also 6'6".
Nobody
six.
On this on the 49 at Pete Carroll. No, I mean it's just not happening anymore. It's not happening nearly as much.
You
no.
don't see it. Todd no. Bowles isn't. Who's the Saints?
Former Raiders coach
Dennis Allen.
Dennis Allen.
Ron Rivera.
Ron
no.
Rivera.
No.
No.
Ron Rivera. No. Daboll. Yes. Mike McCarthy. Yes.
Yes.
And then
nice job, Jets, Cowboys.
And then Eagles. Sirianni. No. Very rare.
Yep.
Shane Steichen will probably be the next head coach at Colts. No. Young too.
Gannon. Nope.
Gannon, no.
Yeah, Gannon's probably going to be the Cardinals
coach.
It's
a thing that no one talks about, but inside of football, there's talk about it.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't happen a whole lot.
And look who won.
We're the really heavy
guys. The heaviest
guys.
Of all.
Yeah.
Andy Reid,
yeah.
But waddle
the really,
up here.
The really heavy guys, there is a bias against them because they don't look
and yet, and like coach of the year was Daboll, and the Super Bowl winner was Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Eat some cheeseburgers and you'll win in the NFL. Okay.
Or get Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, I mean, eat cheeseburger and get Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, but you both. Right.
It's
nothing wrong.
What are you, Terry Bradshaw, with your eat cheeseburgers? Terry Bradshaw had. We'll pull that sound up. But for right now, I want to do this. RJ, do we have our James Bradbury stuff ready? Okay. So this is James Bradbury. James Bradbury is the cornerback who grabbed Juju Smith-Schuster, albeit briefly. And the holding penalty that basically ended the game on third down. That was going to turn into a field goal, and then we'd have a suspenseful, last minute and a half. Here is James Bradbury, the cornerback, who was called for that holding after the game.
I mean, that's not up for my judgment. You know, I was hoping he would let it go, but of course, you know, he's a ref. It's a big game, and it was a hold, so they called it.
That was surprising to hear a player say that until you remember that maybe James Bradbury was just following the lead of this young man.
Oh! Ty, time out. Great job.
We got one place. Let's make this count. Inbound.
I touched the ball before it went out, coach.
Come on, Alex. The ref did not call that.
You gotta be kidding me, Alex.
It's the championship game.
Talk to him, coach.
I touched it. It's their ball. Come on and do it
right. Don't foul them when they inbound. Team on three. 1, 2, 3. Team.
How's it going, Alex?
Nice.
Sorry, coach.
Alex.
Alex.
Like Alex. That would ever happen.
Good call.
Sportsmanship. Pass it on.
See, that's just sportsmanship. Pass it on. That's what James Bradbury was doing right there. Is that on me? Nice going, Alex. Do you think Chauncey Gardner-Johnson walked by and went, nice going, Alex, after the game?
No. They did a nice job, James. You lost us the game here. Nice
now you're
job.
Admitting to it. But you know what? I respect James Bradbury because it's sportsmanship. Pass it on.
Yeah. Almost same exact thing happened to the Bengals with the last penalty of the game, the roughing the passer, the late hit out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
they
right.
got two calls at the end of games
that's right.
to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Now, that one was more blatant.
Sometimes when you have people like Jackson Mahomes cheering for you, you get blessed.
Hey, take the day off and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting kids' meals. This year's tournament will take place Wednesday, March 8th at 10:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Carbach Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. Time for me to talk about my hair. And it was great this weekend, I got to tell you. I mean, my hair was just stood up. My hair, it's what I learned. I learned this weekend that my hair, I had a good hair weekend. Yeah, that's what I learned this weekend. And you can have a good hair weekend, too. All you have to do is you have to see Doc Linville. Doc Linville will give you your hair. Doc Linville will give you good hair days back. Back in the, you know, before I met Doc Linville, I didn't have any good hair days. I had a bunch of mange. I had a bunch of, wow, this is really, really bad. I had a giant nine iron divot out of the back of my head, and it was just awful. Just awful. Well, it's not awful anymore. It's wonderful because Doc Linville has given me hair, and I love it. You will love it too, okay? You'll wake up in the morning and go, man, my hair's looking good today. What? Just a little brush through, and we are on our way. That's all there is to it. That's what's wonderful about Doc Linville and hair. If you're looking for hair, Doc Linville will give it to you. The neo-grafting process is just better than the other processes, period, exclamation point. Not as pain, the pain that you have to go through in these other ones, don't do it. Go with Doc Linville. Find out for yourself. Get your free evaluation at 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Course Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dan, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. What'd you think about the game? What'd you think about the Texans hires? What'd you think about the Astros news this week, or the Dodgers news, rather? Evan Trelich's book. We're going to try and get him on this week to talk about his book. Winning fixes everything. You're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776, the number. Bobby Slowick is your new, and you put out there, you're really excited. I'm thrilled. Going with, first of all, after the last two hires by the Texans with Culley and Lovey, and let's face it, I mean, it just, that they're in this direction with D'Amico, that D'Amico is going with a youth movement. D'Amico is going away from the old Texans Patriots tree. We're going with the Shanahan tree.
Take it.
Which is much, much better, a much better and more proven tree.
You still need players.
Yeah. Oh, no question you need players. And it's going to take a little bit of time. But moving away from the Texans, terrible, awful, just the worst, their methodology, going away from that and new, better way to go about this thing. I am just thrilled. Thrilled.
Yeah. I am too. I am too. And everything is lining up right now for Texans fans to be excited. Everything. I think these, you know, there are people, none of us really know the coordinators. Not really. I mean, I can ask around on some guys. But in terms of Bobby Slowick, yeah, I know some people just get excited because they're young, but I'll say this though. Older coaches, I'm going to go 50 plus. There's still some, no one gets excited about them, but there's still a lot of those guys who are very good at coordinating an offense. Look at Andy Reid's in the 60s. And I don't think anyone has a problem with how Andy Reid runs an offense. But I do think, though, the one thing, the Mike Shanahan, I'll just say this. Mike Shanahan taught Gary Kubiak. And Gary Kubiak's offense, I liked it. But Gary Kubiak's offense didn't have a lot of wrinkles and adjustments to it. One of the things they did, and it came too late, was they went from an outside zone scheme, which is their primary running scheme, to a gap scheme against the Giants because the Giants showed them a covered front. And it took forever. Like, it was... I think Gary had a great scheme, but he was unbending. Like, his belief, and this is kind of an old school opinion is, or an old school feel is, You run your offense, and if you execute, we've got counters that we can run, like play action. And then you see people were bird-dogging, you know, the boot action that they had. So defensive ends were running straight for Matt Schaub in case he faked the handoff, and it started taking that away. And what Kyle Shanahan did, because I remember thinking, man, what are they going to do with RG3 when he was in Washington? You know what he did? He put in pistol, and they changed the concept. And then he went to Johnny Football in Cleveland, and you know they ended up he got out of there pretty quick. Then he went to Matt Ryan in Atlanta, and he changed up his concept, some of his concepts, and Matt Ryan won MVP. What I like about the younger coaches is a lot of times they are meshing now what's going on in college and really from high school. It works its way up from high school all the way up, and they're willing to make changes. They're less static, and they're more fluid with how they'll change up offenses. And Kyle Shanahan's been great at that. And my guess is Bobby Slowick will be too. He was passing game coordinator. There's not going to be a lot of changes off the passing game. There's different route concepts, but the running game, the outside zone running game, you know, is important as a piece to the puzzle. But nowadays it's more important to have multiple types of running schemes to make you less predictable and getting the right guys here. Are we going to see the Texans now look for playmakers like Deebo Samuel? You can't put Deebo in a box. Deebo does a lot of different things. I remember Khalil Shakir, who right now is in Buffalo, had a nice little season. He had some of that going. Like, I can go find you guys in drafts, so I say, oh, this guy's kind of a, you know, you can do different things. You can run jet sweeps with him. You can run wide receiver screens. He can go deep. I hope the Texans start getting guys like, John Metchie is a standard receiver. Nico Collins is a standard receiver.
You could do that with Marcus Jones in New England.
They did in New England. Yeah. But there's different players who can add different wrinkles. I'll give you an example. Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
Jahmyr Gibbs, you can play him running back, or you can split him out and have him running routes. He is a good route runner. Jahmyr Gibbs is a perfect example of somebody that you could add to the Texans as a second receiver with Damian Pierce, who you could play them on the same downs. All of a sudden, so how are we going to match up with this? Like, you know, you want to have tight ends who are multiple, who can block and who can, you know, catch passes like George Kittle. And then when you run two tight end sets, you can go heavy and run at them. Or if they go to a heavier package, all of a sudden you split those guys out and it looks like four wide. That's something I actually saw Gary Kubiak doing a preseason game against San Francisco. It was a two tight end set, and Gary Kubiak used them at four wide. I was like, this is brilliant. They've got their big heavy set in because it's 12 personnel. One, you know,
the defense has their heavy.
The defense is heavy, and then all of a sudden you've got guys. It was James Casey, I'll remember, and Owen Daniels, two guys that could run and mismatch. Well, now you're going better, more athletic.
Both of those guys were hybrids, though, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. You can get kind of hybrid guys, right. And you can create mismatches through personnel groups,
as opposed to Musgrave, who is on your
Musgrave radar. Is going to run in a 4.5s. Musgrave is going to be
he's a big dude.
Yeah, he's 257, and will jump 36 inches. And Dalton Kincaid, now he doesn't block, but man, he is a terrific pass catcher. Michael Mayer, not as good a. Can't get down the field as fast, but a really good blocker and a good pass catcher.
Yeah, the more traditional tight end.
That's what I'm telling you. I would not just dismiss the Texans drafting a tight end within the first. There's a guy named Schoonmaker from Michigan who's also the same way. I wouldn't mind in the second round. Like, I would not discount the Texans drafting a tight end this year.
Did Schoonmaker get hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt. Yeah. I don't know how bad it is. I got to check.
Chiefs are the favorite to win it again next year. 49ers are second. Where do you think the Texans come in?
Not third. I'm going to say 27th.
They're 32nd. 125 to 1. The Chiefs are 5.5 to 1.
We have to deal with so many haters.
I know. Why? How can you hate on?
How can you hate on? On D'Amico? Did you just listen to what we said about Bobby Slowick and D'Amico?
Yeah.
Did you just hear?
Yeah.
What we just
said? The Bears are 100 to 1. Cardinals are 100 to 1. Wow.
Well, they don't have Kyler. We'll see. Kyler tore his ACL.
Yeah.
That might help
them. Colts 80 to 1, Commanders. I mean, it's just like the level of disrespect for D'Amico. I don't think people understand that D'Amico's here.
Yeah, have you not heard? Maybe it didn't get to Vegas yet.
Maybe Vegas doesn't know.
Did you just hear this segment?
You know,
did you just hear what we said?
I'm afraid that Hatchet Man might have been off on his heads call.
Yeah, because what else could it be?
And there was, heads
you can't
the only,
heads unless you said what part of a body will
oh, I'm sure,
be
I'm
shown
sure,
on TV
I'm
first.
I'm sure he was 11 what about and the other 1, ones? Though.
Oh, Better Have My Money was the first song played. Was that? It was all the songs played or just first song played? Okay.
Better Have My Money?
Better Have My Money. That was the first one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that was a big dog.
Yeah, that was the first one.
That was a big dog if you had that.
And is ASAP Rocky, is she Ferg or Rocky? She's ASAP Rocky?
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't show up, but you know who did?
The baby.
Not Da Baby. You have to be careful how you say this.
Da Baby showed up.
A baby. You can't say the baby because
cup.
That means a rapper that James Harden gives money to and he gives money to James and Honey Buns.
Mm-hmm.
If you say Da Baby, then that is a little rapper with a pretty big chip on his shoulder. He's been involved in some violence.
Yeah.
You have to say a child. You can't say a baby or Da Baby.
A fetus.
You can't say the baby or Da Baby. Those are rappers. And you can't say, oh, they showed up. Yeah, a fetus showed up.
Fetus showed up.
Yeah.
That's all.
That sounds weird, though. That sounds creepy. Like, oh, special Ooh. Guest by a fetus.
Will? No, there was not one prop bet. Will she be Prego? No, not one.
No.
Not one.
That was the only person. I liked it. She has a lot of number one hits. I liked it fine. I thought it was actually pretty cool, the going up. I was thinking, okay, is this real? Are they really raising these up, or is this a TV trick? ASAP Rocky was in the broad. Like he never performed.
Nobody
Where was
did.
He?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he's at the event, but was he inside the actual show? Did we see him inside the halftime show? Okay, so that wouldn't have paid off. I was actually expecting more stuff. Like I didn't think Rihanna was gonna hold the entire show by herself, and she was fine.
She did. Yeah.
She was good. I just thought
Somebody
we
said
would
it
get
was boring.
Some...
I don't know. I didn't watch any. I'm not interested.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
I just saw the end
where she was up and I was like, if she falls off that stage
I'd
with the baby.
I would have been terrified.
No.
I'd have been terrified.
With the baby, you know the lawsuits the NFL's going to catch?
I know. I think it was real, though.
I think it was real. I don't know how they did it, but they did it.
Uh-huh. Now, I remember when we were here, and it looks like she's, what's her name, Lady Gaga's jumping through a roof or whatever, and then she gets lowered down. That had been pre-taped.
Yeah.
But they did lower her from the roof.
Yeah,
they cracked it open. They did lower her. I'd have been, man, if I were her, seriously, if they had put me up in that thing.
No, you would have fallen.
If I had performed at halftime, which I think I could have done if I did, but I can't do my own. I don't have original songs, but I think I could have done like a montage of 8 songs that I liked.
Right.
And I think people would have liked it in general. But the problem would have been, so that's not the
right.
problem. I think the problem would have been when they elevated me on that stand, I would have been, oh, I don't think I would have had the calm that she has from a performance standpoint. Now, I've been performing longer than her.
Right.
So I think I would have held it together maybe from a performance
right.
standpoint
in front of
better
more people.
Than Rihanna.
Okay.
Yeah, in front of more listeners, total listeners.
Total
yeah.
listeners over 25 years.
Yeah, maybe. For sure.
Maybe. 713-780-3776. You want
to
come in?
I hope my daughter's listening to that. So I heard what you said about you could not perform at a Super Bowl.
Hey, Lance and I both seen performances by Aqueduct, and we love what they do.
Award-winning.
It's fantastic. Listen, I highly recommend that you put this number down in your phone right now because at some point you are going to need a plumber. So you got to put 281-488-6238. I didn't need a plumber for the longest time. Then all of a sudden I needed him like 3 weeks in a row and they were there. And the Billy and his crew are spectacular at what they do. I mean, you want to talk about guys that know exactly what to do. I mean, they found issues with immediately at my house with no hot water, with slow drainage, with slow water flow, with waterless, tankless water heaters, with leaks. I mean, unbelievable. I honestly didn't need a plumber forever, and then all of a sudden I needed him 3 weeks in a row. And you needed yours. You had a huge job at your house.
Yeah, I did. I did. I had a really big job that needed to be done, but I've also had small ones done too. And I got to tell you, the tankless water heater, that's such a W for you when you're able to keep your water hot at all times. If you've got all the kids, I only have 3 kids left in my house right now, and that can even be a problem. But man, when we had 5, trying to get through 7 people taking showers, what a nightmare. Tankless water heater, having it installed the right way and having it cleaned annually is a big deal. Aqueduct Plumbing Company is there for you. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So big ups to Clint Kubiak. He's the Texans' new run game coordinator. Would you rather be the Texans' run game coordinator or passing game coordinator next year?
Run game coordinator. I got Damian Pierce.
I know you got Damian Pierce, but it doesn't seem like... I know there's they been run the ball some good well. Games. Yeah, they've had some
Texans
good.
Were up in the top 10 in running.
But they also had some... They threw in some stinkers there, too. Of course,
you're
Damian...
You're going to be passing game coordinator with a, down, so. With a rookie quarterback. And we'll see who you have at wide receiver. You got the malcontent, Brandon Cooks.
I don't think he'll be...
Mechie is basically going to have a rookie season.
Yeah.
Well, it is a rookie season. He should be... Honestly, he should be eligible for Rookie of the Year.
He absolutely will be. He hasn't played a game. So you're still a rookie.
Well, they do in baseball, but I don't know if they
do
in football.
No, they do in football, yes. Yes, he will be eligible you think for so? Rookie of the Year. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. If you don't play it down, yeah. It
has to be.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't play it down because you're not on a team.
Well, right. I mean, he was injured.
He's still not active.
Still going to be his rookie.
But had he been active or even on practice squad, or had he even been on practice squad, or had he been on the inactive, like, on the roster, but inactive, he's a group of inactive players on game day, you are not considered a rookie anymore. He was injured reserve. That should give him status as rookie.
Yeah.
He never was on the active roster.
No, guys
roster.
Have been in their second year, they have been rookie of the year. Yeah. If
you
don't
sure?
play, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, in baseball, yes, but.
Yeah. No, in football, too. Yeah.
If you don't they've play, been rookie of the year?
If you don't play, yes, you can be rookie of the year if you don't play. Neither here nor there. You would prefer being the run game coordinator.
Yeah.
It depends on who the quarterback is.
Your dad
I guess.
Is Gary Kubiak. You know all about
yeah. him. Yeah. But you also know he was the passing game coordinator in with the Broncos.
Yeah, but you know the run game is what is the basis for the passing game.
And he was with the Vikings with Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
There you wanted to be the passing game coordinator.
Yeah, he was only there for 1 year, I think.
2 year. He was 2 year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Dalvin Cook, you're not bad with Dalvin Cook either.
No, that's true, but they didn't use, until this year.
He's a true outside zone guy. Well, we'll see with Clint Kubiak. Like, he's a young guy, so he probably does some gap stuff and inside zone, outside zone.
He's a 12-year guy in the league now.
Clint Kubiak's been in the league 12
yeah.
years?
12-year guy now. Yeah.
Wow.
Or will this be his, this is the, but now he 12, no, 12th year coach. This will be his 12th year. Yeah, I know, right? We're old. Mm-hmm. We old. Man, we remember when Clint was running around. Was Clint the Rice Owl? Or which Kubiak was the Rice Owl?
I think Clint was Colorado State.
Yeah. Yep. 713-780.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
Kubiak kids.
Yeah.
There is Clint and Clay. Clay is the one who I think went to Rice.
Okay. They're smart kids. Gary, what's going on, Gary?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to talk about two topics. So I've been super out on the Texans for about the past 3 or 4 years, really, even when we had Deshaun and they traded away everybody. I've been done with them, but I actually do have hope now. I've already told the wife, like, I'm actually watching games on Sunday. You know, not to say that these hires mean they're going to win a lot, but at least they're doing the right thing. They're not doing crazy stuff. They're not hiring David Culley, who we all knew was going to be a failure, and Lovey. So just want to say, like, I'm pretty excited for somebody who has been completely out. I even unfollowed them on Twitter. But I want to say about the game last night, we could probably watch that game and pick, I would say conservatively, 12 plays where that level of contact happened, if not more, and there was no call called. I don't care what James Bradbury says. I watch football. That is not a call you make at that juncture in the game. It had no effect on the play. It was minimal. And it's like saying you can call holding every play. There has to be a certain level of contact. It's just unfortunate that a great game got marred by that ridiculous call at that moment.
Yeah, I'm with you. Kind of. Well, selfishly, it ruined the game. If you're a Chief fan, you're like, nah, that's holding. Yes. If you're an Eagle fan, it sucks. They stole the game from us. As someone who didn't care, I wanted to see a good football game. I just wanted to see a good football game. So, and that ruined it. I mean, that virtually ended the game. That call virtually ended the game. Let's get Gilbert in here. His thoughts on the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Hey, Gilbert.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Gilbert.
I'm just real upset anyway. Very upset.
What happened? Why are you upset?
I bought a Alexa music machine, and it came play my favorite song.
What's your favorite song?
Wait just a minute. Alexa, turn it off. Alexa, turn it off. Hello, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just pretty upset that they don't play my song no more. Well, what's the name of the song again? Hidey Ho Princess by Don
Drysdale.
No, Don.
Don McLean.
No, not Don. It was back in the 60s. Don something. Don.
What?
Don Gang. Don Drain. Don Get. Yeah,
Alexa,
Don Get.
Play
yeah,
Don Drain.
Don Get. Yeah, Don Get. Yeah.
Hold on.
You got that one?
Yeah. We're not sure. Wait, what is the name of the person again? Don Drain?
No, Don Get.
Don what?
Don Get.
How do you spell it?
Don Get, 1967?
Spell it.
Yeah, Don Get. Yeah,
that one.
Wait a minute. Don what? What? How do you spell it, Gilbert?
G-G. G-A-N-T.
Oh, Gant? Don Gant, American singer. Yeah. Here it is, Don Gant. Now, what's the name of the song?
Hidey Ho Princess.
What is it?
Hidey Ho Princess.
Hidey Ho Princess?
Hold on one second. Before we do that,
okay, hold on.
I want to make sure that your Alexa is, try this, just say this. Alexa, play whatever song you want. Just say, Alexa, play this song. Play this song.
Alexa, play.
Do it on Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John, yeah.
Alexa, play Have You Never Been Mellow by Olivia Newton-John. Do that real quick so we can hear that, because I got an idea how I can help you fix it.
Well, right now?
Yeah, do it right now.
Just do it right now.
Yeah.
All right. Alexa, play Olivia Newton-John, How You Never Been Mellow.
Huh. Is it playing?
Alexa, turn it off. Do you got it?
Did she play it?
Yeah, she played it.
She played it.
Try it again. Try what you were listening for again. Do it again.
I don't want to do it again.
Why do you want us to play it? We're not your human Alexis.
Yeah, well, that's what we are. Okay. Did you find it?
John.
RJ?
RJ, play Don Gant's Baby is a Rascal or what?
Hidey Ho something.
Yeah.
Gilbert, I'm looking at Don Gant's greatest hits, and I don't see it.
Gilbert, can you bring your phone?
Don Gant's greatest hits. Let's see. What was that song again? Hidey Ho Princess. Hidey Ho Princess.
Well, how does it go? Because we don't know. I don't see it on
here.
Hold on.
I'm gonna
sing it for me.
Hold on. I'm going to put my sound hound on. Just one second. I'm going to put my sound hound. No, I'm going to put Shazam on. Okay. Now, ready? Now, go ahead. Start singing.
Yeah. Hidey Ho Princess.
Yeah. How does it go? You got to sing it.
My Shazam is going to listen to you. We're going to see if we can find it. Okay.
You're a big girl now, so act late. Let me show you what a real rush is to see. Hidey Ho.
Hidey Ho.
It's still searching. I don't think it's going to
pick it up. It's not going to get it. It's not going to get it that way. I don't think
this is going to get
it. Are you sure it's not Rock-A-Doodle?
Is it Rock-A-Doodle?
How about Morning?
No, Hidey Ho Princess. Hidey Ho.
Is it Morning?
Is it Life is Like a Mountain Railroad?
No. Heidi Ho.
How about, is it Rockahula Baby?
No. Heidi Ho.
Is it Can't Help Falling in Love with Elvis?
No,
that's it.
No. Oh. Heidi Ho.
How about Swing Low Sweet Chariot?
That's
is that it?
It? That's it. It was a spiritual.
Oh, Holly Jolly Christmas. We got that.
No, Heidi Ho.
That's Don Gant?
Heidi Ho.
Yeah, these are all Don Gant hits. Not one Heidi Ho in here.
There is a great. It got to be there anyway.
How about Precious Moment? Oh, here it is. Keep Your Eyes on Jesus.
That's Don Gant.
What?
Don Gant.
Keep Your Eyes on Jesus?
Keep Your Eyes on Jesus.
No, Heidi Ho.
Hold on. Bring your Alexa over.
Heidi Ho, Princess.
Can you bring your Alexa?
Heidi Ho, Princess.
Can you bring your Alexa?
Hello?
Yeah, can you bring your Alexa to the phone? Or bring your phone to the Alexa?
Can't.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, they can't do it. They can't hear you.
Wait. But is your phone a cordless or does it have a cord?
Got a cord anyway.
Oh, it's got a right cord. There. That's a shame.
But can you get it now? Heidi Ho, Princess.
Can you put me on speaker?
What about Rockahula Baby?
No, that's not it. Heidi Ho, 1967 song.
Rockadoodle. This is it. Rockadoodle.
No. Heidi Ho.
Okay, look. Just yell out again. Say, Alexa, play Don Gant. Don't say a song. Just say, Alexa.
You don't get it.
Try it.
Just that one.
It just worked for Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Just try it. Say, Alexa, play Don Gant.
You don't play Don Gant.
Try it. I got a feeling it's going to work.
It don't work.
Do this. Check this. Just say, Alexa, what will the weather be for this week? Let me see if that's working.
Alexa, what's the weather for this week?
Houston
for the next 7 days.
Tuesday, 77 degrees, Fahrenheit, and some sun and thunderstorms. Wednesday, 77 degrees and
loss of 5. All right, we got to stop this. I got it, Gilbert. Here it is. San Antonio Rose. Yeah, we heard it. I got it, Gilbert. Here it is. San Antonio Rose. He did it with Patsy Cline. Is that it?
What?
San Antonio Rose.
Whoa. No, somebody's got it. It's
Heidi Ho Princess.
No. We got it. Somebody on Twitch, Nonstop Swinging, has it. It's Heidi Ho Princess by the Neon Philharmonic. Don Gant formed this band, apparently.
That's remastered.
Remastered? For God's sake, what are we doing?
Got that?
Uh-oh, here we go. Hey.
This is Gilbert.
Hi-ho, princess. Is it fun to have a million toys?
What are we doing here,
Gilbert? They're not the original singer.
It's not the original.
Hey, they're not the original singer.
Yeah, that's him.
That's Don Gant.
You remember that song?
Yeah,
That's Don Gant. So how does it go?
Yeah, but that's not the original.
It's remastered.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Original singer.
Why can't
Gilbert hit you with it's remastered?
Yeah, you got the remake there, RJ. Don't you know nothing about Don Gant? God.
He just said nope.
Nope.
Apparently, Alexa.
Never heard
just
of
yell
time.
This out. Alexa.
Well, I want Bill Gates to get to sing that song.
Bill Gates?
No, Don Gates.
Don Gates?
Don Gates?
Yeah, Bill... Don Gates.
Joe.
Don Gates.
Hidey-ho. We just played it for you.
We just played it.
They're not the original singer, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm not sure about that. That sounded like Don Gant to me.
That sounded a lot like Don Gant.
No. I like Don Gant better anyway.
All right. Well, we'll find it.
Hold on. Put Alexa on.
Let me see.
Alexa!
I'm going to get Don Gant on.
She don't know the song. She don't got
it. Just say this. Don't say the name of the person. Just say, Alexa, play Heidi Ho Princess.
I did. Do it again. Stories.
One more time. Do it again.
What?
One more time. Just say, Alexa, play Heidi Ho Princess.
Alexa, play Heidi Ho.
Princess.
Heidi Ho by Jack White featuring Cubic on Amazon Music.
Wrong song.
There it is. That's it. That's the Don
Bynum song. That's the wrong song.
No, that's the right one. That's it.
That's it.
The right way to go. We got it. We did it. Way to go, Alexa.
Thanks, RJ.
Nice job, Alexa. Way to go. All right. We did it. All right. We got to go, Gilbert. Thanks. That's the gift.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa. Alexa, turn it off.
I can't do radio anymore. This is the last show I'm ever doing. I'm never going to do it. Just write another show again. This is it. We hearing Gilbert scream at Alexa is literally the pinnacle of my career, and anything else will fall flat. Nothing else. Alexa! Gilbert fired it with Alexa.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa! Alexa, turn it off!
Alright, that's all. That's all. We can't. Oh my gosh.
Do not go to me for a live spot now. Don't do it.
I gotta do chest dang now. Do you think this is fair? I gotta talk with my peeps over chest. It's not fair to chest dang. Did they get to follow greatness? This is radio greatness. Congratulations to chest dang Ford. All right, time for us. Time for us to talk about Chastain Ford and the greatness that is my people over Chastain Ford. It's about integrity. It's about doing the best job they can possibly do for you. It's about not marking up. It's about not adding on. It's about not making being greedy. Because, listen, the car industry for years had the worst used car dealers. What kind of reputation do they have? Well, you can get your pre-owned vehicle at Chastain Ford and not worry about it and get the best. If they're gold certified, you're getting the best financing you could possibly get. And it's unbelievable. They got me, instead of going with Ford financing, they got me a bank that had a better rate. And they're a Ford dealership. You know Ford is pushing them to get to use them. And they said, no, we got a better deal over here. So that's what we're going to do. That's the kind of integrity. That's the kind of service that you get at Chastain Ford. If you're looking for the best way to buy that Ford or that pre-owned vehicle, doesn't matter what it is, you got it at Chastain Ford. And they got cars on the lots now. They've got F-150s out there. Buddy of mine just bought one recently, a new one. So you're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck, there's one place to go. ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.